Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's talk a little bit Rava. If we're up to the Gemara, Amar Rava, Li'olam Eim Alachem Gvil Tzilachar Elokanach Veiro, B'hachay, and you're talking about Migur Zachin Nafshe, Zachinami L'chavrei. He has a special rule called Migur Zachin Nafshe, Zachinami L'chavrei. What is the simple shot, Migur Zachinami, Zachin Nafshe, Zachinami L'chavrei? Is that we have a concept called, right, zachin, shlichus, right? I can acquire something on your behalf, right? Here it's not even a little fun of, let's call it shlichus. But you can't be tofis lebalchov b'makom she'chav l'achirim, tofis lebalchov b'makom she'chav l'achirim lo'kana. So, migav zachin l'nash, zachin amin l'chavri. The simple pshat is, this solves the problem of tofis lebalchov b'makom she'chav l'achirim. That's what we had on the board. Yesterday, the Pashup Shad and Rava is that you take away Tovus the Balchav Makom Shechav L'Achirim because in Achanami, you haven't taken away the Chav L'Achirim, but you've taken away the Tofes the Balchav. Now it's not being Tofes for someone else anymore. It's being Tofes for yourself together with someone else, for Shutfus of yourself and someone else, and for Shutfus of yourself and someone else to act, even though it's not a pre-existing Shutfus, it's only been created now, but to act on behalf of your team. That's okay, b'makom she'chav l'achirim, as long as you're not a third party, an outsider, getting involved. And then you're back to shlichus. That's a pashup shot in Rava. However, then we have a machlokas Rashi and Tosa. I think this is what we left off with. Rashi says, Ilu Shutfin Shaganvu, right? So his proof is Shutfin Shaganvu, as we read. Rashi says, Va'echro Tzimr Shazbayim L'dayfu L'daska V'eromina V'vakama D'chayavim. If one guy takes it for both them, even though normally there shouldn't be shlichus for Geneva, but if one guy takes it for both of them, then it's okay, because B'gidu Zachan Nafshi Zachan Nam L'chabri. Tosus argues, and he points out that the Gemara never explicitly says one guy can take it out for both of them. It says one guy can shech for both of them. But that's no chiddush, because there's shlichus for tvicha. So, now, it didn't say against Rashi, just never said like Rashi Limar and Bavakama. So Rashi thinks, even though it never said like me Limar and Bavakama, this is mistama what they meant by Shutfus Shaganvu, and Tosfos disagrees. So, the basic machlokas here is, what's the machlokas? There's no machlokas if two people, let's say they're stealing a sofa, and they both pick it up together and carry it out. So Shutfin Shagan Bukhayav. The Machlokas is, what about Shutaf Shaganav Ledaito Uledas Chaveiro? So Rashi says, Shneim Chayavin Migu Dezachi Menafshe Zachi Nav L'Chavrei. And Tosa says, Keturim.
Right, there's no Migu Zachi Nafshe Zachi L'Chavrei here. Not a good color. I apologize.
It won't come out on the camera for sure.
Okay. So, okay. So, this Shutfin Shaganav Lachto L'Chavrei. Remember, Rashi says, Chayavin, Tosa says, Peturim, actually.
Peturim.
Yeah, Tosa doesn't say Peturim. That would be a good way to get away with murder, or at least theft. Right? Tosa says, right, Hashemi Potter. So the Ktsos has a kasha on the Nshin Mem Ches of Kut and Gimel, as well as he mentioned a few other places. He has a kasha on Tosfos. His kasha on Tosfos is not really such a fancy kasha. It's just, what's the svara of Tosfos? Menavshach. If there would be no such rules, Migu Zachin and Nafshi Zachin and Chavrei, fine. But there obviously is. That's the point. If two people pick it up together, it only works because of Migu Zachin and Nafshi Zachin and Chavrei. That's our Gemara. So if there's a principle of Migu Zachin and Nafshi Zachin and Chavrei, why doesn't it work? Basically, the Ktsos' question is, if there's a rule of which means, is this better? Yeah, okay, the blue is fine. Okay, Seder. Okay, Seder. if this rule Zochin means that, which means that there is Shlichus for me for even in the case of right, that's what we said it means, right? I can't be a third party tofus or a stranger. I can't be tofus or one stranger to the detriment of a second stranger. But I can be tofus for myself and my partner. I can be tofus for my team to the detriment of strangers. Then why aren't they both kohen in Tosfos' case? That's the Tosfos' question. Don't say that I can't be tofus for myself and my partner, because then even if we both pick it up together, it wouldn't work. We each tofus for ourselves. Zukum mishum nachzav karka. Zukum mishum nachzav karka. So what's the svara of Tosfos? Rashi's pashut shot. Right? That's what Rav says. Zbigu zochin nafshei zochin nami lechavrei. Right? Seems like pashut shot to me. So if Rashi's pashut shot, then what is Tosfos, right? And this actually comes up in a halacha l'maisa context, though it gets a little more complicated in ways we won't get into yet. This is what everyone is discussing. Not in Shin Mem Ches, but in Kuf Hei, what about actually Baal Chov? The guy dies and he doesn't have enough money to pay his debts. He owes, I'm one of the creditors, and so is my brother-in-law, so can I take for both of us? Right? Can one guy take for both of us or no? So Rashi said, one guy can take for both of us. What would Tosfos say? So, what's shot in Tosfos? What's the svara of Tosfos? How do you defend Tosfos? Anyone?
In the case you brought about taking for me and him the Baal Chov, I could take, you know, if he owes me 100, I could take a total of 100. I can't go over 100 because that's a separate quantity over here by the Geneva.
Okay.
So each person has their own activity in the Geneva. It's not like when you're Gonev, you're cutting in half the Iser. Each one's having the full Iser of Geneva.
Okay. Let's go back to us. So are you trying to defend Tosfos?
Yeah.
So how do you defend Tosfos? If there's a rule of Migu to Zach Lanash, Zach Lanash, Zach Lanash, why doesn't it apply in this case? Because? Well, I steal, right? Who wants to be my partner in crime? I'll volunteer to be the thief, right? Leroy's my partner in crime, right? The most long-standing Talmud in this room, right? So, Limon's my partner in crime. I steal for both of us, right? Let's make it a realistic case, right? He cases out the joint, right? He waits in the getaway car ready to speed away, and I go in and I steal the crown jewels. So, why can't I be Zocha? What's wrong with this rule? So, having defended Tosfos,
there you would say that, how do you know he didn't really have in mind to be part? You thought he was like Shlichus. You thought he was going to, but he really is not.
Okay, who are you quoting here? You're quoting Maritz Chayes, although lots of later Achronim take this derech as well. In the early, I mean, the Rishonim, they don't deal with these far close explicitly. In the early Achronim, they... So the Maritz Chayes says, what does Maritz Chayes say? Is Tosfos fundamentally rejecting this rule of Migudu Zach Nafshei Zochin Nami? Or does Tosfos say, it's a good rule, but we have a side problem? What's the Maritz Chayes saying? It's a good rule, but we have a side problem. What is the Maritz Chayes saying? And this is, again, he's getting into things that we will have to get back with. But one answer is the Maritz Chayes. And there are lots of... Achronim, later Achronim mentioned this as well, and in the Imre Moshe I pointed out in Os Yud Beis at the beginning, he says something somewhat similar to this. He says, Tosos agrees to Rashi that Migu Dezachi Lenafshe V'chulei applies if only one person is my bia. Tosos really agrees to Rashi. There is not a tremendously fundamental machlok between Tosos and Rashi here with regards to Migdu Zachin Nafshi Zachin Am Mechavri. They both agree that if I pick something up for both of us, we're both Kone. And Tosos just had a side problem specifically in Gneva. Only with Gneva. He would admit that in finding a talis, if I pick it up for both of us, it would belong to both of us. That also doesn't argue with Rashi. But by Gneva, there's a side problem. What's the side problem? A one particular interpretation of the rule of Einshlich Varvera. Here he's quoting the Sma's interpretation, which is not at all the Chiddush of the Sma. The Sma just, it's Mefurash and Rishonim, the Sma just says it famously. The Sma says, why is there Einshlich Varvera? Right, what did the Gemara say, why is there Einshlich Varvera? Right, so maybe we'll have time to get into this. Oh, for sure, yeah, it's a sugi later on. Okay, Dafir Aleph. So, Dimar Rav Yidir Talmud Dimar Rishonim, right, meaning, should you listen to me, you should listen to God. The Sma assumes that, what do we mean by Einshlich Varvera, because you should listen to God and not me? We mean that not only should, Limon sent me to steal, I send you to do an Avera. Not only should you listen to God and not me, but even I know that you should listen to God and not me. Right? Not just, it's true. Everybody, even the Mishaleach knows that he shouldn't be listened to. And if Mashaleach knows that he shouldn't be listened to, then he's not really serious about appointing him a shliach, because he doesn't really think he's going to do it. Therefore, says the Sma comes to the obvious conclusion, if the guys are Russia, a mummer anyway, then there is shliach of Varveira, says the Sma. Okay, that's already told. So yeah, that's the conclusion the Sma is coming to. If you have a professional experienced thief, then of course there's shliach of Varveira, because he just means a stam person. A stam person, I tell him to steal. This is maisa b'chol yom in the world of crime, right? That you try to get someone into the world of crime, you tell them to do something, and more often than not, at the last minute, right, they chicken out, and they don't do it. And that's what separates, I don't want to say the men from the boys, that's what separates the Rishayim from the people who escape from the head by the skin of their teeth. Right? That, someone does it once, twice, and then they become a mummer. But most people, right, right, Avadinish to Gazanflo Omar, aren't really going to do the Avera. So the Sma says, Einshlich Varvera, meaning it's not serious. We don't really think the guy's going to go do an Avera. So the Sma says, what's the Tosa saying? He's saying, I admit, Alts Zechia, Alts Kinyanim, I admit you're right. He's assuming, what was the problem with Shutfin Shiganvu? The problem is not only Shlech Levarvir, the problem is also, it's Tofis Balchavach Shechav Lachirim. Gneva is clearly Chav Lachirim. So the Gemara says, out the Chav Lachirim of Gneva, Migdu Zach Lenach Shizach Lachavri. If we're just trying to take away the problem of Chav Lachirim, then we could steal together, I could steal for myself and my friend. In a Chavri, we remove the problem of Chav Lachirim. That's what Migdu Zach Lenach Shizach comes to remove the problem of Chav Lachirim. But in Gneva, there is another problem as well, which is Ein Shliach, which is Ein Shlich Levarveira. And out that other problem, Ein Shlich Levarveira, therefore, if they're both stealing together, then what do you mean? We know we can count on doing the Shlichas. We're both doing it in front of each other's eyes. But if I send you in to steal, then I'm not really serious about sending you in to steal, even though we cased out the joint, even though we have a getaway car. You know, I really don't think you're going to go through with it, and therefore, Ein Shlich Lid var avera of Ein Shliach. Lid var avera, because if I'm not there with you, I don't think you'll really do it. If I'm there with you, then I see that you're really doing it, because we're doing it simultaneously. But if I just send you, I don't think you really do it. Shut up, shigar das al das chavero is not, is really, it is a valid shlichus. It's not the chav lachirim problem. It's not tofes the vachav of the chav lachirim. It's tofes for the partnership of the chav lachirim. However, it still has a side problem in shlichus of arvero. But when it comes to mitzias and other things, when it comes to real balchos, right, we're not dealing with avero, that's what he says. Forget the pnei Yeshua that we haven't learned yet. He says, we're not dealing with averos. Then, in the Hanami, one guy can pick up for both of them. So he really agrees with Rashi, except in Avera, which is, and he thinks Avera is not the main thing we're discussing here. Avera is a side problem.
I answer it a little differently. When he says that, you say that, I don't think, he doesn't think we'll really do it. Maybe it's just that he doesn't take it seriously, because he knows, it isn't that he doesn't think he'll really do it. He'll, it's not a real, you know, he's not serious about the shlichus.
All right, okay, that's similar enough. Yeah. Similar enough. Yeah, okay, the Seder, sir, it's similar enough.
So, just to pin it down, and he starts this, but he's saying that there's a, according to the Seder, there's like a pagam in the Minoy Shlichus. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the Sma. Again, if my memory is not failing me, which I don't think it is, then not for me the Sma want to say is if the guy's a mummer, then there's Shlech of the Baravera. Okay, now, I know this on the sheet. I just realized that I want to read more of it than I put on the sheet. Now, anyone want to give me another technical answer? Can you say that Tosfos fundamentally agrees to Rashi that Tosfos fundamentally agrees to Rashi? What does he fundamentally agree? That Rava holds, I can have shlichus for my friend when I'm acting for myself, but technically he thinks that that only applies when we're both picking it up together. Anyone have such a svara? That really, he agrees with Rashi. He likes Rashi's idea. He just agrees. What he's saying is that he agrees, bi'ikaron, agrees lemaisa, except for avedos. That's the Maritz Chais. Can you say that no? He agrees bi'ikaron, but disagrees lemaisa on all cases.
Because that's only, the Siva says it's only when you can, if you can be zocha entirely yourself, then it's not, you don't need the concept of shlichus. Whereas when you're both up together, you need to come onto that so that you're able to both.
Okay, excellent. Now, I realize I didn't want to mislead anyone. The Nesivus is actually saying something perhaps a little more complicated that looks like only for the first paragraph. So, I'll mention that in a second. We'll look at the Imre Moshe. We'll quote this from the other acronym for a moment. What's Sam saying? Sam is saying like this. Let me help you say it, just elucidate it more. Really, it's true that when I'm acting on my own behalf, I can also act on your behalf. But stamp partnership, that's not acting on my own behalf. Why don't I do my half and forget about you? Just because I decided to act together with you 50, split it with you 50-50, that's not called acting on my own behalf. That's acting half on my behalf, half on your behalf. What's the only case when acting on your behalf is really acting on my own behalf, Sam? Because if I didn't act on your behalf, then I wouldn't get it either. Exactly. The switching of colors just because there seems to be more freshness in the red. It's not. There's no. It's not to make a longish point. But it's only called acting on my behalf when I need you to be Koneh in order for me to be Koneh. That is what the Mesiva says at the beginning. I just realized that he's not saying it, he's making it a little more complicated. So, we'll read in the Imrei Moshe at the beginning, L'chol fimash kas from fortune, b'taymi damri, he quotes this from the fortune. B'taymi damri, b'yuzach l'nafshe, ha'im shum di loma ha'ni zechir shachavero, loma ha'ni wasugam la'atzmo. Because if I can't do it for you, then it doesn't work for me. Davi kemunach ha'gabi karka. V'yal, ken gam ha'zechir shachavero gil la'atzmo. What I'm doing for you is really for me. V'al kenu mi amigu d'lov tov d'balchol. I'm not even told the Balchol. The king of Chaverno Gila Atzmo, it's all for me. Gamke. Okay. That's what he quotes from the Mefarshim. That's what the Nesiva starts out with. Although then I think, I realize that he really means what I think Imre Moshe says a little later on. But what he's saying is, I like your idea, Rashi. I like your idea that basically when I'm involved, that gets around the problem. If Tov the Balchol was just, I shouldn't get involved between two strangers. Why should I prefer one stranger to the other? But when I'm also involved, then it's okay. But he says, I don't like this idea that just because we split it 50-50, it's called me being involved. No, that's not called me being involved. It's only called me being involved when I need to help you in order to help myself. That, Taka, makes sense. I shouldn't get involved and help Reuven to make Shimon lose. But if I need to help Reuven in order for me to get something, then I'm really only acting for myself. Of course, I'm going to act for myself to the detriment of others. That's okay. I know what Rabbi Levi would have done. I know what the Chafetz Chaim would have done. But a normal person, of course, I act for myself to the detriment of others. That's the nature of the world, that you have to look out for yourself as long as you're using honest means. Right? So this is the Imrei Moshe B'Shem Mefarshim. And this is clearly how the Mesiva starts out. It's just that I think in the end, he takes it in a different direction. right? So, okay, so far we have two pshatim of, we started with Rashi. I made up the svar for Rashi, I admit, but I think it's a common sense svar. The svar for Rashi is I shouldn't get involved in other people's business, but if I'm also involved, then it's my business. First defense though says, Tosel also agrees that if I'm also involved, it's my business. He agrees by talis, he agrees by actual creditors and debtors. He just has a side problem, initially with the bar meira. And then you have to read the Gemara that the Iker comparison to Gneva was not Shlich L'Bar Avir. That's a side problem. The Iker comparison is that Gneva is Chav L'Achir. Then we have the Mefarshim and the Imrei Moshe who say that Tos agrees with Rashi. If it's my own business, then I'm allowed to be Tofis L'Bal Chav L'Achir. He just says, it's only called my business if, it's not called my business if I want to let you in on the partnership. Why is that my business? Who says I should let you in on the partnership? That's only half my business, half your business. It's only my business if I need you for my own sake. And that's exactly, right, if two people pick up a talis, if I wouldn't pick up my half for you, then you wouldn't be zochet, so you couldn't pick up your half for me. So therefore, I need to help you in order for you to help me. That is the, I think, brilliant insight of the Imrei Moshe Leim Mefarshim. The stipler is another technical way of justifying Tosos, which he wants to say that, but I ain't shown what you want, I think it's in brackets. I think this is definitely more attractive. Now, however, there's another option. The other option is to say that maybe there is a fundamental machlokus. Maybe Tosfos has a completely different understanding of migu d'zachi l'nafshe v'chuli. It's not that Tosfos agrees with Rashi. Tosfos has a completely different understanding, and that's why he thinks it only applies to two people who pick it up together. What would be a completely different understanding? This is what the Imrei Moshe concludes with, the part that I xeroxed on the sheet. This is also really how the Nesivos concludes. This is really what the Nesivos meant, if you would read the whole sentence. What the fundamentally, the Nesivos and the Imrei Moshe, what is the fundamentally different understanding mi zochel nafshi zochel nami chavre, meaning not that you can ever mean, oh, we take care of the problem, that was the Baal Chov, and you could be so much slave, no problem, Chov Lachir, because since you're all you yourself are involved, it's not Tovah's the Baal Chov. No, that's not what it means. What's a Torah, what the Imre Moshe and the Sivas is a totally different way of understanding, Rava?
It's not
Shlichus at all. Okay, then how does it work? Hold on a second. I'm picking up my side of the Talos, you're picking up your side. There's no Shlichus at all. Neither of us are acting on anyone else's behalf. There's no Shlichus at all. No one's acting. So, why don't we say, for me, that side is Al-Gabi Karka, and for you, this side is Al-Gabi Karka? So, okay, let's see if we can read it inside. He says, in this one, the Mesivas, well, first let's read inside here. What does he say? Vanir, let me start them starting about in the version I, nine lines from the end, in the version I handed out today. Vanir, so the 19th, total proportion, 100 million, let me doubt you should have scattered this because of Harry Gankin. So it's not that I want to be Zohar for you and you want to be Zohar for me. We're acting on each other's behalf. Raka Kavada, the Migu de Mahani Agbaso Liknos La Atma Chetzi, Mahani Gamachavira Shaloki Ekimunach Zal Gabe Karka. I'm not being Kona on your behalf. I'm not being Kona on your behalf. It's just taking away the problem of Munach Al Gabe Karka. One second. The Dabke Shechad Bil Jolin Kinyan. Okay, what's he saying? He's saying that, not that I am being Kona, my half for you, and you for me. Meaning, no, there are no exceptions to Tovus Balkum Bakshu Chav Lachirim according to Rava. You can never be Tovus Balkum Bakshu Chav Lachirim. That's why he disagrees with Rashi. Rather, what's the problem? Rather, Rava just means that if both halves are being are being mugba l'kinyan, if both halves are being picked up with hagbash l'kinyan, that's not considered kimunach al-gabi karka. It's not really letting someone act on someone else's behalf. That's not what it means at all. It just means that if we're each being kona our half through a kinyan hagbah, if there's a valid kinyan hagbah in the whole talis, then that's not kimunach al-gabi karka. Munach al-gabi karka means part is mugba, part is not mugba. But if it's all being mugba, not just all physically being mugba, because the chayrish isn't good enough, it's all being mugba with a kinyan hagbah, then if there's a kinyan hagbah in the whole thing, that's not al gabi karka. Obviously, I think it's obvious that he understands, not that the original problem is that they're competing with each other, because then he's just making it worse if they're each doing kinyan hagbah. No, the original problem is just a lack of a maisa hagbah. It's not called a maisa hagbah because it's not being picked up. The answer is, well, if I'm picking up half of it and the other half is on the ground, taket's not picked up. If I'm picking up half of it and the other half is being picked up but not as part of the realm of kinyanim, then it's not being picked up. But if the whole thing is having a kinyan hagbah done to it, then it's being picked up. Once it's being picked up, I'm kona the half I picked up, you're kona the half you picked up. We don't need to work together. We don't need to work together. We're just making it. The only thing we're doing together is that together there's a hagbah. But the kinyan we're each doing separately. And that's the point of the Imre Moshe. Together, there is a hagbah's kinyan. But we're each kona or half independently. That is the chaf of the Imre Moshe, and that's what the Nesivus means at the end. What does the Nesivus mean at the end? He's starting with the Mefarshim. But he ends with Yimei Moshe. What he really means to say to the Nesiva is that since I'm picking up my half, but my Kenyan Hagbah needs a Hagbah on your half, and your Kenyan Hagbah needs a Kenyan Hagbah on my half, and our Kenyan Hagbahs are totally on each other, therefore we can act on each other's behalf. I almost fooled you and made it sound like he was the Yishuv portion, if you only read the beginning. No. Therefore, we can't act on each other's behalf. That's clear in the continuation of the Sivas. But therefore, there's a Kenyan Hagbah on the whole Talis. If there's a Kenyan Hagbah on the whole Talis, then it's not Munach on Gabi Karka. Munach on Gabi Karka is if there's no Kenyan Hagbah. Here, there's a Kenyan Hagbah. We're not doing it for each other. I'm doing my half, you're doing your half. But it's not on Gabi Karka. It's a Kenyan Hagbah.
But even more, because here, there's no negative Kenyan on the other side. We each mean to take half.
Exactly. We're each taking our half. The only problem is my Hagbah is not a Hagbah. The other half is on the ground. The answer is the other half isn't on the ground. It's part of a Kenyan Hagbah. So it's all with it part of a Kenyan Hagbah, even though half it's part of mine, half it's part of yours, then it's not Al-Gabi Karka. So it's just a technical solution to Al-Gabi Karka. It is not nothing to do with Toface, Lib, Balcho, Fundament, Machlokas. So, of course, Rava is only Shayach to Shnayim Shehebihu Biyachad. Obviously, Rava has nothing to do with one guy who takes for on behalf of both of them. What does that have to do with anything? If one guy picks it up for two people, that has nothing to do with Rava. Of course that doesn't work. That's Tofus Abalcho amongst Rava Bacherim. Rava is only helping you be Tofus. Only helping you do your own Kenyan. He's not helping you do a Kenyan for someone else. We're each picking up half the talus. But we have a slight technical problem. Like we're each picking up half the talus and the other half is on the ground. The answer is no. If someone's cone to the other half of the talus, then the other half is also part of Hagbah. So both halves are part of Kenyan Hagbah. Then we're each cone our own side. That's the Imre Moshe and the Maskana of the Nesivos.
Does that fit with the words?
What?
Does that fit with the words? Zachin Yomelet.
What?
Migud
is zochi lenafshe, zochi nami. What does it mean? Migud is zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechabre. So you have to say migud is zochi nami, zochi. Okay, you have to take the words a little lavdavka. That doesn't scare me. I'm not afraid. Migud is zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechabre doesn't mean since I'm zoche for myself, I am zochin laadam befanav for you. No. Meaning, since my Maisa Hagbah is a Maisa Hagbah to be Zocher for me, then it's also a Maisa Hagbah to help you be Zocher. Zocher L'chav means you help your friend be Zocher. Or, I mean, in the most literal sense, you do something that's good for your friend. It doesn't mean you acquire for your friend. It means you help your friend achieve ownership. But you're right, it takes the Lashon a little Avdavka, and that's, you see, what he wrote some paraphrases, he says, Migud de Mahani had Basso la'atmo, Mahani Nami Lagabe Chaveiro, came into being Shnei had Bas Kinyan L'cholatalis. It's not that I'm Zocher for you. It's that Mahani for you. It helps you because it's Ad Bas Kinyan B'chol Ha'atalis. So Enochrami is saying Rav's Lashon a little Lavdavka. But he's saying that's the Sheet of Tosos. Tosos is taking Rav's Lashon a little. Because Rav is not a variation of Rami Bar Chava. According to Rashi, in the first two pshat in Tosfos, Rav is a variation of Rami Bar Chama. Yeah, basically, I can take something on your behalf, even though it's called L'Cheirem. You just have to work out the details and figure out, you say in that case, and I say in this case. You know, we argue, no, he's a fundamentally different, different pshat. Okay, now, yeah.
Is this all based on Das, meaning only because they both want to be pointed for each other?
Okay. Josh is saying something beautiful. Okay? Let me ask you a simple question. Now we've developed, and with this we'll be able to read on in the Gemara. Now what Josh is saying is that, Josh, I'm going to embellish what you're saying a little. But if you really think it's not what you're saying, then you can shout. I'm honestly just embellishing what you're saying. I just want to say it more dramatically. Let me say what Josh just said more dramatically, okay? Josh, you listening? If you know what to say, you just have to learn how to say it dramatically. okay. Ready? Now, what we have then is a chakira in Rava. do we say, like Rashi and like Tosfos, Pshat 1 and 2, which is that it is Shlichas for his friend, and it's an exception to the rule of Tofes, Lebalcho, Vichuli? Or do we say, like Tosos in the third pshat, right, that no, each one is Kona for himself, right? Technically, each one is not Kona for themselves. Each one is Kona for himself. Each one is Kona for himself. It just takes away the problem of Kimunachat Al-Gabi Karka, right? Now Josh is saying that, hold on a second, if Bednarsh is saying this crazy thing, right? Says Bednarsh is quoting this Imre Moshe Nesivas and saying something which is against the Pashup Shot of Rava. Rava doesn't really mean each guy is open for his friend. Rava really means, Rava really means that each guy is zocher for themselves. Just between them, they put in the category of a maisa hagbas kinyan, so that it won't be menachas l'gabei karka. So Josh is saying, hold on a second, Rabbi. According to your new pshat and Rava, then they shouldn't even have to have in mind to be zocher on each other's behalf, right? So what Josh is saying is that he says, hold on a second, we can tell who's right. We can tell which pshat is right. We have a way of telling which pshat is right. One nafkamina is das. According to the standard understanding of the pashup pshat in the words that Charlie tells us, then each one has to intend lizkos lachaveira, right? Then they each have their mind to be zochem for each other. But if you take this new pshat, then they don't need kavana lizkos lachaveiro, right? So what do we just see? Do they need to have in mind to zocher for each other? Then that proves that the first pshat of Rav is right. Or do they not need to have in mind to be zocher on each other's behalf? That proves the second pshat is right. So let's look for a second at Rashi. In 1 second.
But isn't that, if they don't need kavana to be zocher, then they really have in mind to take the whole thing for themselves.
No, they have in mind to take their half.
If they have nothing to do with the other guy, why are they only taking the half? They mean to...
No, they'll take... You see, it's a subtlety. Obviously, they know they can't have it all. The truth is that that's not clear. Back in the body of my sugya, you're not crazy. Maybe even if they had intent to take all of it, just their intention is only is significant for their half. So now, Rashi is not 1,000,000% clear. Rashi starts out saying, if you look at the second Rashi, each one is magbia that al da'as that the friend should get half. So of course he's in Rami Bachava. He is not in Rava. So Rashi definitely talks about each guy having in mind that his friend should get half, although he doesn't explicitly say what he thinks of Rava. Obviously, Rava Bachama, each guy's having the other guy in mind. That's my Bima Sila Chaveiro Kana Chaveiro. What about Rava? So we're not sure about Rava. Most of us are not sure about Rava, but there's a fascinating Chiddush Ran. In the end, the Gemara says that the extra line in the Mishnah is Kamash Malon, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, my view is Tzilach Haver Kana Haver. According to Rabbi, Miku Zachan Nash Zachan Nana Chabri. So the Rishonim asks the question: why do you need an extra line in our Mishnah to Kamash Malon Rabbi? Doesn't Rabbi know it from Shukvin Shaganvu? So I think the Miuchas Larif points out, and that's such a good question. The Mishnah ought to teach us something twice, right? Okay, Mishnah. The Mishnah ought to teach us something twice, and B, It's not mafurish in the Mishnah that Shukvin Shaganvu or Chayavim, therefore it's really important to tell us this. But the Ran, then the Miuchas and the Ritva, in his last answer, the Chiddush Ran, have a great answer. Let me read you the Chiddush Ran. I know you can take it in two ways, but certainly the Pshat of Kedusha Ran, if I can find it, here's the Kedusha Ran, says the Kedusha Ran, El Hashma Minah, etc. Rava Dugman, V'im Tomer, love the Rav Mishnah, say, why does Rava need our Mishnah to daik his din? Mishnah Shagan won't seem like he knows it already from Mishnah Shagan. If only Shuv Degan, I would have thought, when do we say Mivuzach Nashes of the Chavri? Only when they made a deal that each one was acting on his behalf and the other's behalf. I might have thought it only applied to acting on each other's behalf. Each guy is acting on his own behalf and not acting on his friend's behalf. Have I mean a low kanu? I might have thought they're not konex, they're acting on their own behalf. Kamashlanak Mishni Seira, Kamashlan, they are konex, says the Chedush Aran Miuchasal L'Ritva. Says the Chedush Aran and the Miuchasal L'Ritva. No. Even if they're not miscaving to act on each other's behalf, they're still konex. Ah, why are they still koneh even if they're not miskaven to act on each other's behalf? That's certainly, now, I admit, if you want to say, take his lashon lal dafka, you could say, what it means is that, even though they're not miskaven to act on each other's behalf, they really are. You know, and you could deny that he's really saying what he seems to be saying. But the pshat lashon is very clear. Shkol echad l'hakimu b'ya v'lo l'chaveiro. Not echad ibi l'tzorchul z'chaveiro. Shem v'shagan was kol echad ibi l'tzorchul z'chaveiro. The Chiddush here is even if Kol Echad Atzmo also Atzmo v'lo l'chaveiro. What's it sound like? Sounds to me like Kol Echad also Atzmo v'lo l'chaveiro. I know some are going to say what it means that even though each guy's acting for on his own behalf, it's as if he's acting on his friend's behalf. He's not really saying a Chiddush.
Unless he knows he won't get his behalf either.
Well, I don't know if he's a Talmud Chacham. Who says he's such a Talmud Chacham?
What
do you mean? He did it because the two of them got the talents at the same time.
No, but he says he didn't acknowledge anything, so he did. Why? The only reason the only incentive he has to be Zocha for his chaver, because otherwise he knows, in the end, he won't get anything.
How does he know that? Maybe he just thinks that
two of you... If he doesn't know that, then why should he do it?
Aren't they also learning from Mishnah themselves with their own mode, too? So, I mean...
Other, but who says they know the halacha? Who says they know the halacha? Maybe they just think that if two people pick it up at the same time, they split it. After all, isn't that fair? Isn't that common sense?
Then why is he tying a kulusha then?
Ah, so maybe he thinks he picked it up before the other guy, so that for sure he didn't have in mind to be zocha for the other guy. Okay, that's a good right for the Chiran. That's what you're saying, right? If the guy says kulusha li, he didn't have in mind the other guy, right? So the Chiran says, even without kavana to be zocha for his friend, that makes sense, according to Sivas Nimrei Moshe, that this is not a Zechila L'chabri, this is Zechila Atzmal, and take the Lashon a little Avdavka. All the Akronim are assumed for Rashi, although I don't think Rashi is explicit. The Akronim assume that Rashi disagrees and says they need to have in mind to be Zoche, and his other behalf. I guess this comes out of Shlomo Chayrish coming to Magali Ben Das LeRosh Hasheni LeTzorech Shneihem. Right, so Rashi does say by the Chayrish and the Pikeach, he says LeTzorech Shneihem. So it definitely sounds like Rashi starts the sugi by saying they're acting on each other's behalf. In the Chayrish and Pikeach, which is said by Rava, he says Higbia LeTzorech Shneihem. Each guy is acting LeTzorech Shneihem. And then at the very end, Rava Amar Lach, he talks about my he only mentions cases where they had each other in mind. So the pshat of Rashi, I think the strongest Rashi is in the middle. Dibur asal b'shlom achirish kani to kamagli nadas l'rosh hasheni l'tzorech shnehem. Right, l'tzorech shnehem. So let's. So let's assume this is the machlokas between Rashi and the Chiddush Aran. And of course Rashi used to say that. Rashi is l'shitasi. Right? With Rashi there's no chakira. Only in Tosfos there's a chakira. Right? So Rashi l'shitasi. Rashi says it's all about making an exception to the rule of Tosfos Baal Chav Matav Shechav L'Acherim. So of course I have to have you in mind. After all, it works even if you're not here as long as I have you in mind. So of course I have to have you in mind. But for Rashi it's obvious he should say that. He'd be a l'tzorach shnehem. The Ran says, and the Miuchasal L'Ritva says, he's not Magbil L'Tzorach Shneihem. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even Shuv and Jigan are acting L'Tzorach each other. Chizkiah and Mishnah, even here, as Aaron pointed out, when they hate each other, they each think the other one shouldn't get anything. They each think Kula Shali. Nonetheless, it still works. Yes?
How does Tosfos factor into the Ravid? Meaning, the Ravid was saying how if we do independent kinyanim of each other, then for sure we'll be Kona regardless of, I guess, Rava or Rami Rahama, where it seems to say that Tosfos thinks that that Gupa is a Kiddush. Like, at least according to the Ran, that Gupa is a Kiddush of Rava, no?
Yes, the only difference is that for the Ravid, it's called an independent kinyan.
I mean, the point is, like,
because the machlokes in the Ravid and the Rishonim was only in the half of Mina, not in the Maskana. In the Maskana, there's no difference between the Ravid and the other Rishonim. Only in the half of Mina. In the Maskana, so you could be Kona frame regardless.
No, I agree with you, but it's clear that according to, that Tosfos was like, let's say, heard that shot of the Tosfos Rush that, you know, you would think that the Kinyanim are mitzvahed each other, mashallah, you have Rami Rahama. I mean, sorry, mashallah, you have Rava. Otherwise...
Correct, meaning Rava could just be a denial of the shot of the Tosfos Rush, in a kind. But I don't think it has to be. If you look at Rav Gusman Simon Tess, I meant to put it in brackets, he actually makes this all one big chakira. So he says what you're saying. So I and Shump. Now, what's another nafkamina? Someone give me the obvious nafkamina, even if it was on the Makor sheet, of whether rubber works because we're each being zoked on each other's behalf or we're each acting independently. What if one of us is? What if one of us is not Bar Zechia? Right? What if one of us is not Bar Zechia? Now, the Gemara already somewhat deals with that, but let's just ask this theoretically. What about a... Now, except that the Gemara's case was not such a great case. What do I mean by that? The Chayrish, not only can't he be Zoka for others, he can't be Zoka for himself either on the Doraisa level. Let's take the Imre Moshe and the Nesivas have an easier case. Let's say, what does the Nesivas say at the end? He says, Filo echad eino bar shlichos, kon sheni u goy. Let's say one of them is a goy. A goy can be Zoka, just not for someone else. Someone else can't be Zoka for him. Imre Moshe also deals with it in Osiyud Beis. He deals with... the Imre Moshe actually in the end of Osiyud Beis says exactly what Aaron said. It says, look, in the case of the Mishnah, it's not a Shavu Shav, even though the Ishei Kula Shalish, they didn't remind their friend. That proves, like the Chiddush Aran, like I'm saying. So that's a good Hara. What if it is not Bar Shlichos, right? For example, in the Sivas' case, right, Goy or a or the Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up Kata, what if he's not Bar Shlichus? So if you assume that this is working through regular Shlichus, Zochin La'adam, just takes away the problem Tovus the Balcha of Makim Shechav La'Chirim, then says Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on the Chirish of our Gemara, says, what do you mean? We see that you need them both to be proper bardasses. Right? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he has another question, which I'm not going to answer now. He says, how you talking? What, you're going to tell me this works for cotton? Give me a break. Impossible. Can't be. Doesn't work. That's ridiculous. He says, of course it can't work if you're not a bar shlichus. However, the Nesivos, and I think there's a Mefurish in the Imre Moshe as well. Maybe not. The Nesivos says Mefurish that even if one is a guy, it still works. Again, why does he use guy? Because we know from Chayrish in our Gemara that if there's someone who can't do kinyanim at all, it's not going to work. The question is, what if someone can do kinyanim? We just can't act on my behalf. A guy is a good example. So, So Rabbi Akiva Eger seems pretty clear in his example of Katan that no, if there's no shlichus, it doesn't work. This all works through shlichus. Rava is based on shlichus. He's like Rabbi Bar Chama. He's acting on someone else's behalf and getting around the problem. Tos bachu mokshu chav lacherim. While the Nesiva says l'shitasi, says the Nesivos. L'shitasi says the Nesivos. I think even if one of them is a goy, even if one of them is shlich l'varveira, even if there's no shlichus, it doesn't matter. As long as they're both doing a habash al kenyan, they can both be kona for they can both be kona for each other. So
wait for themselves.
They can, sorry, of course, they can both be kona for themselves. Okay, so that's two napkaminas. What we see then is in trying to answer up Tosfos, right? And the I guess just one slight methodological point, which is that okay, you can't always you can't always invent chakiras from scratch, and maybe you shouldn't even always invent chakiras from scratch. But often, when you have a shita that's difficult, that we're not sure what the svara is, and you see different people giving different svaras, the question you have to ask yourself is, what are they giving different svaras but staying within the same basic conception? And who is giving you a different svara and changing your whole conception? So yet, maybe even interpreting the words loki pshuto. And then you start asking yourselves, are there nafkaminas legabi other things in the sugya? And then you see there are two totally different approaches to migud zachin nafshei zachin amel chavri to what Rava is trying to say.
Would you disagree by katan that it doesn't work?
So that's an interesting question. What would you say by katan? I mean, technically, might he end up agreeing to Rabbi Akiva Eger, even if not for the same reasons Rabbi Akiva Eger, who assumes you need shlichus. So let's see, if a katan should be like a cheresh, if a katan and gadol picked up a metziah together, right, if a katan and gadol picked up a metziah together, then the katan cannot be zokah for himself to oraisa, certainly, he's like a cheresh. Then the katan, the gadol can be zokah mihak b'katan taka, that's a gemara in metziah, but a katan cannot to oraisa be zokah on behalf of a gadol, so the chorot should be exactly like our case of cheresh, and you see, this might be a little tricky, but let's assume that it's a katan who can't be zocha lacherim, then it wouldn't work. Then in the chanami, he might agree that a katan wouldn't work, but not in the way where Rabbi Akiva Eger makes it sound, which is that it's all about shlichus, right? It's all about shlichus. V'liyo shlucho, can you be a shliach? Nesivos might admit that it doesn't work for a katan, but not because you can't be a shliach, like Rabbi Akiva Eger says,
right,
but because he can't be zochel nafshei, so you don't get off the ground. How can you get off the ground if one party's not zochel nafshei? And even though he's zochel nafshei, mi drabanan, you have the problem that we're about to read in our
Gemara. This is one thing that's really not that interesting to me. In other words, all these cases that we have are cases where things are problematic. Let's say two people come and they see something, or they buy something. There's a total agreement. Nobody's fighting with anybody else. There are no aveiros. Everybody, two people want to be kona something together.
No, so that depends if it's chav lachir or not. If it's not chav lachir, if they're buying in a store, that's a chav lachir, then of course they can.
I don't know, but how does it work? Does each one have to make a kinyan?
Separately,
and it's
mitashek. That is a valid ha'ara, although I'm not sure what the nafkamina is. Meaning, let's say two of us go to the store, we carry off a sofa together. Right. We each pay half, carry off a sofa. There's no problems that need to be solved because it is because it's not chav lachir, so we can obviously act on each other's behalf if we so desire. But do we even have to act on each other's behalf? So I think that depends on this chakira. According to the most of the Nesivos, we don't even have to act on each other's behalf. We can just each be called our own half. But according to Rashi and according to the Maariv Chayis, and the other Mefarshim and the Mefiyesh Mefarshim Shtram and Tosfos, then we still have to act on each other's behalf. So correct.
Well, there would not be, there might be, in other words, what were you calling? You were calling the right part of the sofa, the left part of the sofa? And everybody in the whole agrees that you were calling every molecule in the sofa, no?
Yes, but that doesn't, I don't think that has to be an afkamina. I think either way. Okay, now let's just read on a little more in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's the Yesodos. Now we're just going to read the Gemara with a few haros. Amar Rava, Hashda Mina, the Amar Mina Migu. Now that we said Migo, this is going to be strange for reasons that we'll see soon. But Rava says, now that I just said, now that I just said migu zochen after zochen after the chavre cheresh shepikeach she biu metzia mitoch shekana cheresh kana pikeach. Since the and now cheresh is only kona midrabanan, right? This is a machlokes of Yosef Chachama, whether he's kona midrabanan midarke shalom or gezel gomer. Reb Yossi says gezel gomer midivrayim, but we paskin, right? The majority opinion is that cheresh is only kona metzia mishum darke shalom. And same thing for Shoten Akatan. Matzias Cheresh Shoten Akatan, right, is Aser Mishom Darkei Shalom. So, since the Cheresh is Kone Mishom Darkei Shalom, the Pikeach is also Kone. Bishlama, the Gemara says, the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. The Mefarshim generally don't give a Hezber for this initial Havmina of Rava. Although I guess, if you want to give a Hezber for the initial Havmina of Rava, you could say that the Takanah Drabban of Darkei Shalom is that a Cheresh is considered to be a Bendas Leini Metzia. But I guess that was too radical for him to accept. No, Takanah of Dark, that would be Gezel Gomri Derayim. Especially since we Paskin Darkei Shalom, the assumption was that no, that this Rava couldn't have said this. Right, it's too radical to think that a cheresh mamish counts as a ben das le'inyan metzia. That would not be a logical takana to make. Obviously, it's only a special kinyan on a low level to rabbanan. So therefore, the Gemara says bishlam the cheresh not really ben das. So the Gemara says bishlam a cheresh kana gemagulei ben das. I understand how the cheresh can be kona because he picks up his side, and a real doraisa guy picks up the other side. El pikeach maikana. How can the pikeach be kona? After all, he's picking up his side, and no one's picking up the other side. Right? And there's takana that helps the cheresh, but he's not really doing a kinyan, right? So he's doing kinyan his side, and no one's picking up the other side. So there's no zochel nafshe. Cheresh is not zochel nafshe. He has a takana, but he's not zochel nafshe. So the Gemara says elaim cheresh kona pikeach lo kona. Really means only the cheresh is kona. Umay. Migo, oh, hold on. If only the Cheresh is Kona, then where's the Migo to Zachi Nafshe, Zachi Nam L'Chavre? There's no Zachi L'Nafshe. The Pikeach's not Zocha. So he says, what he meant by the Migo is something else. Migo to Shner Cheresh'im B'Alma Kanu Hainami Kanu. The Migo is not Migo the Pikeach's Kona, the Cheresh is Kona. Because the Pikeach's not Kona. He's not Zocha L'Nafshe. Rather, it means migu two cherishim would have been kona. Two cherishim would have been kona because two cherishim mishum darke shalom are kona. So since two cherishim are kona, since two cherishim are kona, therefore, likewise, if there's a cherish and a two cherishim are kona because the takana drabanan to help them. Likewise, if there's a cherish and a pikeach, the pikeach has no takana drabanan to help him. The cherish does have a takana drabanan to help him, and therefore. And therefore he's Kona. Tulsa says, a question here. Tema minolan doma train migul omrina. And the various creation comes behind him at time migul zach nafs and zonin avin chavre. That's the siren we're allowed to ignore.
Schools.
Yes. All those listening on tape, don't worry. This is a regular day. It's the middle of February. It's not a memorial siren. There's no war. It's not a Pekoch Nefesh siren. It is just a drill for the Misrata Chinuch elementary schools and high schools, and we are exempt for it. Okay. The East and the Kiyam Hashem Yisrael. So Tosas asks, Minalan, who says you say two Migos? After all, there's one Migu that lets two people pick something up together. And then Midrabanan that applies to two Cherishim. Then there's a second Migu, if it works for two Cherishim, it works for one Cherishim, one Pikeach. Who says, say two Migos? So the Pnei Yeshua answers the Kasha. He says, no, it's not two Migos. It's just a Havamina about the nature of the Takanah Rabbanan of Cheresh. The Havamina was, there's only one Migo. But the Pnei Yeshua says, when the word says Migo to Shnei Cheresh'im, it doesn't mean it's a Migo from Shnei Cheresh'im to one Cheresh. It means Migo to Zachin Nafshi, Zachin Nam L'Chavri, just the Havamina, and therefore, two Pikrim who pick it up are Kona. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is that the nature of the Takana of Cheresh, which is exactly what we reject later, the Havamina is that they were Metakein that a chayri shouldn't lose for being a chayrish in Metzia. Therefore, if two pikhim who picked it up, they would each get half. A chayrish and a pikhim also have to get half. So it's not really two migos. It's just a migu plus a takana. The maskana derech of the takana is different, right? Is that it won't be also mitsuya. The half meaning of the takana was that the chayrish should never lose because he is a chayrish. Therefore, there's only one migu. Migu, if Leroy and I picked it up, we'd each get half. Because it's zaken half, zaken half, and chavre. Therefore, if me and a chayrish picked it up, the chayrish should get half because he is a takana that he shouldn't lose for being a chayrish. And I shouldn't get anything because I don't have a takana that I shouldn't lose because of someone else's chayrishus.
Why did the why does the chalom not just make a takana that pikeach would be kona as well?
Why didn't they just make a takana that pikeach should be kona as well? The assumption is that because the assumption is that the takana was not, they only made a takana to give things to the chayrish. They didn't make a takana that the chayrish counts a real maisa kinyan. They only made a takana to give things to the chayrish. Why? Because it's obvious, especially as the chum say, darkei shalom, that it's only a takana to give him something. It's not a real takana that he could be kona on other people's behalf. Meaning you're asking, why didn't they make a takana that he could do things for other people? Either he could mamash do things for other people, or that his actions are significant for other people, at least according to the Nesivos and Imrei Moshe. So the answer is that's not the derech of the takana. Did Moshe ever come? Do you know how to use this?
Just take a photo, right?
Yeah. Excuse me. When I grew up, you had cameras to take photos. And those were in your pocket, bikoshi. And you had phones to make phone calls, and those were attached to the wall. And you had computers to run applications, and those were, the size of a person. I said, when I grew up, you're dating yourself. What? Great, excellent, good work.
But they were run by two horses turning a pole.
Yeah, huh? When it was your turn to use the computer room, you had to pedal as you punched to make sure it would run. Push it. Okay, anyway, back to Bat Metzia. So, my real answer to Ellie. My real answer to Ellie is that could be the, really bad happening at the beginning of the sugya, right? The Gemara does go through three stages. First stage is mitoch shekana cheresh kana pikeach. What was the first line? Am I quoting it right? Mitoch shekana kana cheresh kana pikeach. Right? They say, oh, that's ridiculous. The second stage is cheresh kana pikeach lo kana. And the third stage is, right, what's the lashon? Mitoch shelo kana pikeach lo kana cheresh, whatever the lashon is. So I think the pashup shot in the Gemara is, again, these aren't necessarily good havminas, and all the Achronimists say, especially the middle havmina, is not really good havmina. You follow logic to its conclusion. But if you wanted to explain, what's really the havmina, you could say there's no havmina, right? You could say there's no havmina. It's just a matter of clarifying what he meant. But if you wanted to say a havmina, right, if you want svaros, you could say here is that the takana is that a cheresh is like a bentas. Since they made a takana for the cheresh that he's like a bentas, then kana pikeach, because the cheresh is like a bentas. And the Gemara says, no, can't be. That's not a valid havamina. We know they didn't make the cheresh like a bentas. They just made him kona. So what is the second stage? The second stage havamina is that tiknu sheh lo yafsid cheresh pnei chershuso. That's what the pnei Yeshua explains a little more, as we'll explain in a moment, says in the second stage. The Amitak and the cheresh shouldn't lose, therefore the cheresh is kona, and the pikeach wasn't kona. That's what the Amitak and he shouldn't lose. Then what does the Gemara say? The Gemara adds, though, And that's what it means, Migu de Shner Chershin Bialmakani, Hainami Kani. What does it mean by Migu de Shner Chershin Bialmakani? Not that it's another Migo. What it means is this, is that why are two Chershin Kone? After all, it shouldn't really work, because for each one it's Menachli Rekarka. The answer is, Chacham didn't want the Chersh to lose because they're a Chersh. That's Dark Hashem. The Chersh shouldn't be worse off because he's a Chersh in Metzia. He's worse off with a lot of things, but in Metzia he shouldn't be worse off. So if he shouldn't be worse off, even if he's with the Bekeach, he should get. The answer is, Haimai, no. In Timtzulom, when they say in Timtzulom, they even they bring in Rami Merchama here, right? In Timtzulom, I mean, here they're clearly using Lashon of being Kona for someone else. That's because they're bringing in Rami Merchama. In Timtzulom, Bia Metzil HaChaver Kona Chaveru. Even if you say Rami Merchama, Bia Metzil HaChaver Kona Chaveru, Hanimi Lech Tukam Magulay Adayt Dechavre. That's only if you are doing it for you and yourself. Hayadayt Dechavre Magulay. Here, the Bekeach wants half for himself. Iyulo Kona Lachrini Makni. Hold on a second. If they mean obviously for Rabbi it doesn't work, he's not Zochel Atzmo. How could he Zochel Achaveru? Even for Rami Bercham it shouldn't work. The Bekeach, he could pick it up for the Chayresh, but why would he want to? Why would he want to pick it up for the Chayresh if he's not getting anything himself? The only reason two people want to act on behalf of each other for Rami Bercham and for some Shatum of Rava is because if I act for you, I scratch my back, you scratch yours, we end up with half. If I'm picking up for the Chayresh, why should I have in mind to be picking up for the Chayresh's behalf? If I'm not getting anything, I don't want him to get anything either. I want it to stay heifer, and we'll wrestle over it. Ah, Pikech is in Kona, Cheresh also is in Kona for Rava, obviously. Lo Zochi L'Nafshi, Lo Zochi L'Chavre. Even for Rami Bar Chama, where you can be Zocher for your friend, the Pikech doesn't want to be Zocher for the Cheresh, because he doesn't want to be a friar. If you say, didn't we just have a tain of Shnei Cheresh and Bialma? That we see that for a Chayrish, even if it shouldn't really work, they're metakin that he shouldn't lose. No, hasam tekiyler rabbanu lasi de lentsuya. There is dakana so that they shouldn't fight. What do you mean? They're metzias in the street. Two regular people pick up metzia, they keep it. Two Chayrish pick up metzia, all of a sudden a third guy comes and takes it from them. That'll be fighting. They'll say, you know, what do you mean? Why are you taking our stuff? Hacha meimar amar b'yech lakana on akne over here. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not sure how much it is Metzias, but it's as far to say, since the Bekeach doesn't Kone, then the Chirish also, it's okay for him not to be Kone, and you don't need a Tikkun Olam Darkei Shalom, because we're still being fair. What's the Bekeach going to say? How can you take it away from me? You're taking it away from him also. You're taking it away from both of them, right? So you're not discriminating against him because he's a Chirish. You're just saying that when two people pick it up, then that doesn't help. So therefore, he's not going to fight with anyone. He's going to say, oh, it must be that when both of us picked it up, it didn't work for either of us. So he's not going to fight. In which case, the takana is much more restricted, right? Tiknu, rak, the gavni, the asu, le insuye, the kan, lo, asi, le insuye. Right? They were only mitakin in cases where it would be clear that it would lead to that where it would be clear that he gets Darkei Shalom. And here, there's no problem with Darkei Shalom because, I don't imagine, there's a house on the street. Me and Simcha picked it up. And then all of a sudden, the policeman came and said, neither of you get it. Obviously, no one's ever happy not to get something. But it could be, right? After all, neither of us got it. We're both fighting over it. So the policeman says, that's it. No one gets it. All right. I wouldn't fight over that. If I picked it up and the policeman said, no, someone else can take it from you, that would be a fight. If I picked up with my friends together because we're roommates and we're family and we're together, and then the policeman said, nope, you have to give it to someone else, that would be a fight. If two of us picked up and neither of us get it, then we'll say, look, if I picked up, I would have won. If he had picked up, I would have won. Both of us picked it up, so neither of us get it. Could be. I can accept that, Psak. I can accept the policeman telling me that. So therefore, it wouldn't lead to a problem of Darkei Shalom. For sure, right? My kid found something in the street and I say, no, you can't have it. He would fight with me. If the two kids were fighting over something in the street and I said, neither of you get it, then they wouldn't be happy, but they would be mekabel the din. Okay, that's the pashup shot in the mahalach of the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that it could have more to do with the lung this even. I think this is the pashup shot in the mahalach of the Gemara. Either that or that there's no real havel, you know. Right? The Pnei Yeshua wants to add that maybe it also has to do with our Chakira over here. He says maybe in stage 2 they thought that each guy is in. Alright, I'll do that. I'll confuse it more. Oh, just the maskan of the Gemara is the machlokas Rishonim, or Achronim and Rishonim. In the maskan of the Gemara, no one's kone. So what did Rava mean when he said Hashnam Rina Migo? If no one's kone, what do you mean the Migo, right? What did Rava really say? He said, now that Migo Zach and Hashnam Dach and Nachabri, no one gets it. That doesn't make any sense. He can't mean, now that you can be kona something, you can't be kona something. That doesn't make any sense. Right, imagine, what if you didn't have miguzach and afshizach and chavri chavri? Then they would also not get it. Right, so what did Rava really say? So here there's a few pshatim in the Rishonim. The Shittim Gubetzes says, brings down from the Mahari Katz, just in terms of reading pshat in the Gemara, I promise you I'm not going to say any lumdus. I'm really just going to read pshat in the Gemara, not like when I usually say I'm reading pshat in the Gemara. he brings down here for the Mari Katz. So the Mari Katz says that what did he mean? He didn't mean now that. He meant even though la'alume atam, even with migo, it's still I have a strong argument. Even though we say migu v'chuli, they're still not kona. Even though the principle that they could be kona, two people pick something up together, in this case they're not kona. So he just says, not hashda amrinan. Means, af al gav the hashda amrinan. Okay, that's one shot. He also quotes here from the Tosli Tosa Rush, that he quotes two pshatim. His first pshat is Rava never said anything about Migo. We thought that Rava said Hashad Arina Migo. He really never said it. He just said Cheresh Bikeach She. What was his lashon? Cheresh Bikeach She Biyam Tzia. He never said anything about Migo. Okay, or his next shot is that he did say Migo, but he meant a different kind of Migo. He meant a different Migo. Right? What did Rava say? Hash, don't mean Migo, not Shinakhan, not Chabre. Well, I shouldn't say a different Migo, because he says, oh, what? Hashem mean migo. He meant not migo zochen nafshi zochen al chavri. He means just lo hashta. Just like I said migo zochen nafshi zochen al chavri, I also say this other migo that's somewhat related to it. What is this migo? Which is migo that pikeach is in kone. The cheresh won't fight. So the cheresh isn't kona. Meaning, not migu the zach nafshe zach lechavri. Migu the lo zachi nafshe, the lo zachi lechad, lo zachi idach. Because he says, why is the cheresh not kona? The cheresh isn't not kona because he's not kona. Because dark is shalom. He's not kona because the other guy isn't kona. Therefore, there's no pagam in dark is shalom and he's not kona. So that's what Rabbi said. Hashem in migu. Now that we have this way of thinking called migo, forget about the Migo I've been talking about until now. I'm giving you a different Migo. Migo, one guy's not Kone. The other guy's not Kone. That's the second shot. And the Ran, actually, including your Ran here, has a third shot. He says he didn't mean Hashda Rina Migo. What did he mean? He really meant Hashda Ditzrichim Lomar Migo. What he meant is, now that, he didn't mean now that I say Migo. Again, it just goes in one direction. Now that I say Migo, you're Zocha, they're not Zocha. Doesn't make any sense. So again, Tosfos Rush says, erase it. He never said Migo. Mary Katz, even though he said Migo, you're still not Zocha. Tosfos Rush second says, just like I say that positive Migo, I have another negative Migo. Chiruvat says, he didn't mean now that we say Migo. He said, now that I have to say Migo, why do I have to say Migo? Because without Migo, it would be Kimunach Zagavi Karka. What he means, now that we learned the problem of Kimunach Zagavi Karka, until we learn the problem of Kimunach Zagavi Karka, we'll say, what do you mean? Pick up whatever you want. Now that we learn the problem of Kimunach Zagavi Karka, therefore, if the Chirish and Pekeach pick it up, for the Pekeach, the other half is Kimunach Zagavi Karka, and once the Pekeach is not Kona, the Chirish is not Kona. What it really means is, Hashta de Amrinan Teasse Legabe Zu Kimunachas Algabe Karka Bechule. Now that we know the problem of Nach Legabe Karka, Pikech Nakonix, the other half of Nach Legabe Karka, and since the Pikech Nakona, the Cherish Nakona. Okay, four Pshatim as to what Rubber really said. Continuing the Gemara says, Amar Lei Ravacha Vredi Ravagla Ravashi. Says, hold on a second. We haven't understood the first word of this sugi yet. Do you get Rabbi Chama Mehecha? Rabbi Chama clearly thinks that if two people make something up, they're kona. Mehecha Tesi. Inem Me Reisha Shnayim Shoksa Metalis. Even if Shnayim Shoksa Metalis proves that if two people pick something up, they're kona, what do you mean? Hazamai Gabra Kuzli, Vahadabu Kula, I am Kuzli, Anagra Kula. What do you mean? You can't learn that out from the Reisha. In the Reisha, no one's saying they picked it up together. They're each saying they picked it up alone. Oh, if they're each saying they picked it up alone, why do we split it? So Rashi here tells us, well, they're each saying they picked it up alone. We don't know who to believe. Right? We quoted that Rashi in the beginning here.
Kind of funny. I mean, we don't pass him like some of this, right?
We don't pass like some of the Mamana Mutabasafik Kolkin, Yeshaya asks. So, no problem. I think what we said at the time was that it's not that we don't pass him like Sumchus. This is the famous question on the riff, right? In the beginning of the third parak, right? Which riff do I mean in the beginning of the third parak? Anyone? No one was in my shiur for the third parak, because I never had a shiur in the third parak. It's fine, someday I should be zocha. The Gemara in the beginning of the third parak has the riff is at the bottom of Yochesim and Beis in the Orthodox Gemaras. It has an Ibaya. What if, like, certain cases where the guy sort of, remember what it says at the beginning of the third parak, everyone remembers this from elementary school, right? If I'm your shomer and something's stolen, so if I swear and I exempt myself, then we catch the gun if the owner gets the kefal. But if I pay, then the benefit is that if the thief stole it, the shomer gets the kefal. Certain cases, Ibaya. What if you sort of half paid the kefal, you paid to one chosen, not the other, you paid the wife, not the husband, etc. Ibaya, who gets the kefal? Says the Rif, bottom of Yechasim and Aleph, Kol Eilu, Olu, B'teku, V'cholken, D'kaim Lo, Mamanu, B'savik, Cholken, Cholken, Mamanu, B'savik, Cholken. So they all ask, but we don't pass like some because Mamanu, B'savik, Cholken. What are you talking about? What's the Rif talking about? And what do they all answer for the Rif?
I thought Tosfos, of course, says that as long as there's not a Mosfos before, then...
Exactly. What do they answer for the Rif? They answer for the Rif. Hold on. Why don't we pass the Mamon Mokul Savik Cholkin? Because we say, Klav Gadol Lidem Motsu Mechol Pariah. What do you mean? We're not Cholkin. The Mokhsuk wins. But what if there's no Mokhsuk? What's in this case? A thief stole something, he paid the kefel. Bezin doesn't know who to give it to, the owner or the shomer. Who's Mokhsuk on the kefel? The thief's Mokhsuk on the kefel, but he's paying it, right? So the answer is, no one's Mokhsuk. There's no Mokhsuk, there's no Mokhsuk. So even the Chachamim admit that it's a good idea to do Mamon Mosafik Cholkin, says this riff and that Tosfos, etc. Even, you don't have to agree, but most Rishonim seem to agree. Everyone admits Mamon Mosafik Cholkin is a nice idea. Sumchus has the chutzpah to say Mamon Mosafik is such a nice idea, will even be Motzi Mamon to be Mamon Mosafik Cholkin. Chachamim say, hold on a second, hold your horses, take a deep breath. We're never going to be Motzi Mamon Mosafik. But if the mammon is in limbo, then of course mammon about Mosafik Cholkin, why not? Such as if the thief is paying kefal and doesn't know who to pay to, such as the very complicated case that Ellie's referring to when there's something on the ground, but we don't know whose ground it is either. We don't know whose it is, and we don't know whose land it's on. So therefore, there's no Mosafik, there's no Motzi. Right, Nefilas Sakoto, that's what you're referring to, Nefilas Sakoto? Okay, the same. That's what you're referring to, whether you remember or not. I think. Okay, Lomashaneh. So here also, right,
If you assume this is a chakir in the beginning of the year, there's no mochzuk, right? Because shnei mochzuk metalos and neither of them is mochzuk. Then it makes sense. Same on the zavah kolkin, which brought this tosos to illustrate that possibility that when there's no mochzuk, everyone says mamon zavah kolkin. That's what we quote in this Rashi. Now the sorry, where are we? Ah, here we are. So the now hold on a second. The Rishonim just have a little bit of a technical problem. Again, just reading pshat in the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying at this point? At this point in the Gemara, what does the Gemara think? Right? The Gemara thinks he doesn't have a valid diuk yet. Therefore, what does the Gemara think at this point? The havamina of the Gemara is that shnayim shehigbihu mitziya lo kanu. That's the havamina, right? We don't yet have a diuk from Bar Chama or Reva. We think maybe Taka they're not konin. And Shnayim Oksin Vitalis Yachloku. Why? Because maybe it's the Yachloku because Ulai Kulo Shel Ruvain, because it's a Suffolk Kulo Shel Ruvain, Suffolk Kulo Shel Shimon. That is the havmin of our Gemara. Right? They couldn't be partners. If they both picked it up, they would have known it. The havmin of the Gemara is that why do they split it? Because Vamon of Safek Holkin. What's the problem with this havmin of the Gemara? Bring back fond memories of Elulzman. Who wants to bring back, who wants to reminisce about the good old days of Elulzman? When, I don't know, what's the good old days of Elulzman? Ah, who wants to reminisce about the good old days of Elulzman? We could laugh at our Sephardi brethren while we woke up at the, you know, balmy hour of 7:30 and leisurely strolled to Shacharis and learned some Torah. Right? What was the problem?
We said that we needed the possibility that they picked it up together.
That was the whole base of Gimel Amen Amen Aleph. We need the possibility. Otherwise, if there's no possibility they picked it up together, then what do we have? We have a situation of Vaday Ramai. Oh, what about the problem of Vaday Ramai? Question. Then there is a Vaday Ramai, right? So what's the answer? What's the answer? What? So what's the answer? So we show them on the daf, on the Makor sheet, I mean. What's the answer? Oh, then there's a Vaday Ramai, right? They can't have both picked it up together. I just lied. Anyone? How do you answer this question? It's better if you haven't seen the Rishonim on the Makor sheet. Then you have to reminisce. Or think. No?
Yes.
What's the Havmina?
What's the question?
Okay. Fair enough. The Gemara says here there's no diuk for Rami Bar Chama, right? That maybe two people who picked them in C are not Zocha at all. Right? Two people picked them in C are in Zocha, why do we split it? We split it because it's either all mine or all yours. Right? I mean, it can't be both of ours. It's either all mine or all yours, right? That's the Avmi, that Rami Bar Chama and Rav are wrong. Right? There's no diuk in the Mishnah. And then, the end, we'll have a say for the Mishnah. But in the Havmina is, there's no diuk in the Mishnah. Okay, if you want, you can answer the stupid Havmina. But that's not what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim assume it's a real Havmina, otherwise they might have said something. So hold on. If the Havmina is that it can't be both of ours, then isn't that a problem of Vaday Ramai? Shouldn't we do Yehimunah Chachiyahu Yahu?
Because the Achloku is because of Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, that we...
What do you mean the Achloku is because of Rabbi Yochanan? You still haven't answered my question.
Could be they both picked up the same time.
Ah, it could be they both picked up the same time. Even if they were Kona, it could be that is the answer of the Ramban. One answer is the Ramban and others. The Ramban and others. All these answers are said by multiple Rishonim. They also repeat everyone's answers as Inamis. He says, there's still not a Vaday Ramai, because maybe
we picked it up together. Wasn't Kona. What do you mean? Vade Remai means we have a Vade evil liar. No, there's no Vade Remai, the Ramban says. What do you mean? There's no Vade Remai here. Maybe we picked it up together. In the Havmin, it doesn't work if we pick it up together. Right? But still, there's no Vade Remai. Maybe we're honest people who picked it up together. So he's saying there's no Vade Remai because we're honest people and maybe we picked it up together. Each one just thought they were a second earlier. Nobody. Maybe we picked it up together. I thought I was a second or before you, and you thought you were a second before me. That's not Remai. That's a matter of a judgment call. And why did we split it? We split it because it might be 50-50. Then the Ramban has a second problem. If so, isn't there still a problem of Eilu ve'Eilu Bon Lideshua Shav? Isn't there still a problem? No, but hold on a second. It can't be half and half. It can't be half and half because even if we pick it up together, it's no one's. So it's either no one's, all mine, or all yours. So don't we definitely have Shua Shav? And there's nobody in mind. But there's still a Shua Shav because there are three possibilities. Either it's all mine, it's all yours, or it belongs to or it's Hefker. So how can we each swear it's half ours? Because Shnayim Shigbiu Lo Kanu.
No, no, but when they're saying I have no less than half, they're taking into consideration that you're going to be Yachalot.
Okay, good. That's the Ramban. The Ramban answers. No. If it's still Hefker, then it's true that it's half mine. Midin Yachloku. This is a sort of, right, in Yeshivish Hebrew you say, this is a sort of Gitto V'yodobon Ka'achas. Right? You say, hold on a second. When I swear something's mine, what do I mean? I mean it's really mine, not yours. But what if it's really nobody's and now I get it? Maybe that also counts as swearing honestly. Obviously, if I'm a liar and I get half through Yachloku, that's a Shua Sheker. I can't say, well, Bezin's going to give me half, so it's a true Shua. No, but if it's nobody's, then Lamaisa, it's half mine. Why? Because it belongs to and no one, and I'm about to get half of it. If something belongs to no one, I'm about to get half of it, that's called a Shua's Emes. So Rabban's Mechadesh, that you can stretch the truth a little white, almost truth is good enough. If it's really no one's, but I'm going to get half of it, then that's half mine. That's what Morty says. The Ritva gives a second answer within this derech. He says, perhaps Eina Chanami Masnisin Delo Kibananis. Maybe Taka, we allow Shua Shav in our Mishnah. Eina Chanami Masnisin Delo Kibananis. Could be. Although that's not his first answer. Okay, that's one approach. One approach is that there's no Vade Remai because there's honestly maybe picked it up together. It wouldn't have worked, but they picked it up together. The reason a lot of Rishonim don't like this approach is because if the only smach is that they picked up the other word koneh, then you have a problem with Shua Shav. And you have to say either it's not a Shua Shav because Gitto V'yodobon Ka'achas, which is a chiddush, or Masnisin Delo Kibananis, which is also a little bit of a chiddush. So there's a second approach. What's the second approach? The second approach is, who remembers? The Ritva says here, based on the famous Tosos against Rashi in that sugya of Vade Remai. What did Tosos say to Rashi? Rashi says, well, don't you remember that in Vade Remai you say Yehi Munach? And what did Tosos say? That, no. Not to this question. So the Ritva here says, the Ritva actually over there said even for Rabbi Yossi. Here he says that even the Chachamim says the Ritva. The Ritva here says, Kaimalon Sha'afilu even if there's a Vade Remai Yachloku kol hechar de efshar lechaluka lios ms. Remember, the Gemara said on daf. Where am I? Abish Shlomo Rabbanan, Hasam etc. Ekel Eimet Zarvayuhu. Right? Abish Shlomo Rabbanan, no problem. As long as it's Efshel Chalukliyos Emes. And says the Ritva, here it's Efshar. Say, Efshar l'chaluka lios emes, like the Chachamim. Therefore, who cares if we're lying or not? Is it possible to have mine and half yours? Of course it's possible to have mine and half yours. After all, maybe I found it and then gave you half. Maybe we both bought it half and half in a shuk was a long time ago. Who knows what could have happened? Since it's possible that it's half mine and half yours and we're both liars, liars don't bother us. Only Efshar l'chaluka lios emes bothers us. That was the whole shita of Tosfos and everyone in the Chachamim in Rabbi Yossi and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and then, again, this all Chazar from Gimel and Aleph, the Rashba said something a little more radical in Daf Gimel and Aleph, and that's the last shot we'll mention. The Rashba said, if you remember in Daf Gimel and Aleph, he said that whole sugya of Vade Ramai is only Lefis Faris HaMakshan. That's only a Havamina. Really, it's not true. Really, that's against Rabbi Yochanan. Who's the one who said Rabbi Yochanan here? Someone said Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So the Rashba said that the whole sugya of Vadai Ramai was only a Havamina, what he calls Lafis Faris Hamaksha. The person asked the question, they answered him Lafis Faris, but really Faris is not true. But really, whenever you have Shnaim Ochsin, it's always Yachloku. What's the difference between this and Rabbi Yossi's case? Remember, Tosfos said in Beis Min Aleph that in the case of the Mana Shlishi was Ke'ilu Shnaim Ochsin. Rashi says it's not true. That's a Havmina. Really, Mana Shlishi and Muna, because they're not Ochsin. Whenever you're Ochsin, it's Yachloku. We don't care about Vada Ramai. So to summarize, all we did was Chazar with Rishonim 7, Daf Gimel and Aleph. What's the Havamina that it can't be both of theirs? Isn't that Vada Ramai? So the Herman says, no. Vada Ramai is a matter of their subjective honesty, and they're being honest. They weren't Kohen if they both picked it up, but they're being honest. Even if they're still being nice guys, they're taking a Shua Shav. The answer is, either they're not taking a Shua Shav, or it's not a Shua Shav, because if no one owns it yet, and I'm about to get half, that's called I have half. And the Ritva says, no, Vada Ramai was Rabbi Yossi. Really, we pass in that you split it even if there is a Vadei liar, as long as it could be both of theirs, and here it could be both of theirs. Maybe neither of them are right. I say it's only mine, you say it's only yours, and really it's half and half. Really, I sold you half of it. Could be. And the Rashi says that whole sugya was only a half amina. That whole sugya thought that if you bring in things like Vadei Ramai, Kishnaim Oksin, we pass in Oksin Shiny. And who's the person who tells us that in Oksin it's always Yachloku regardless? Rabbi Yochanan came in Zekov Zomi, Zekov Zomi, of course you do Yachloku. That's okay. Let's just finish up the Gemara. And then in any case, this is all Havamina, because the Gemara in the end is going to justify Rabbi Bar Chama or Rava and say the two people pick them to see our Kona. How? So the Gemara says, Ela mehadiktani zelmer kula shali, zelmer kula shali, hasu lovely. Why does it say anim tzavsi and kula shali? Ela mishnah say it's an extra Mishnah. The extra Mishnah must be coming to teach us. No, it's not an extra Mishnah. The top of Bezim and Bez. We need Mitzvah Mechachomekar. Okay, we'll get into the Tosfos here, which is very straightforward. The extra Mishnah of half and whole. Right? So, okay, Tosfos brings down to the Chlokes Rishonim, but it's from the extra Mishnah. Right? There's an extra line in the Mishnah, must be coming to teach us Rabbi Bar Chama. Or it's Or at first they thought it was from Shat, but in the end it's from the extra Mishnah. Lemaisa, Tosas has this machlokas, but in the end it's from the extra Mishnah. Right? In the end they said, well, if it was just Pashup Shat, then that wouldn't prove anything at Rum Rechama. I say it's all mine and I picked it up. And you say, we agreed to split it half and half, and it has nothing to do with two people picking up Matzia. Right? So therefore the Pshat would not prove Rum Rechama. After all, I picked it up regardless of your gear submission. You say the Pshat would not prove Rum Rechama. After all, I say it's all mine, and you say that it was yours and you sold me half. Right? Okay, nothing to do with Rum Rechama. But it's from the extra. Why do you need an extra line? Must be to teach us that the half is a case of two people picking up together, and they like Rum Rechama. So the Gemara says, no. Who says that's talking about Metzia? Maybe it's talking about Mekka Chomemka, where I sold you my half. And if you say the must finish, it's a potter. It's telling us a different chiddush. It's really not talking about two people picking up at sea. It's talking about one guy sold the other guy half. My time is mine, the other time is you sold me half and you bought it half together. Oh, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is you might think the guy who says half should be potter from a shvum he did meshav aveda. After all, he could have said all. He's being a nice guy and saying half, so you shouldn't give him a shvua. Kamash wanda ivrin kamarim. No. Then he just pulled a trick. Right, every case of Migo, there's no possibility of a trick. What do you, the guy says, oh, give me something else, Migo, what I could have said. It's not a trick. If he was a trickster, he would have said the other thing. But over here, he's getting something he could never have gotten. Getting out of a shua, right? So that's a chash of harava. Whatever you say, because someone said a different taina, you'll give him something that they can never have gotten. Everyone will know that rule and take advantage of it and pull a trick. Right? If we let the guy who says half off without a shvua, then everyone who wants to steal will just say, I want to steal, I don't want to swear falsely. So I won't say it's all mine, I'll say it's half mine and get away without a shvua. So it must be from the second Mishnah. But in the Bible, it's come out with the first Mishnah. They're both riding the behema. Ha su lovely. Why do you need the case of Behemoth? We already have the case of Talis. El Mishnah Seir Shema Mina. Habibim Tzil Chaver Kana Chavero. Ah, the extra Mishnah teaches us Habibim Tzil Chavero. Kana Chavero. Remember, we had a machlokesu between Rashi and the Ritva, where Rashi says that the extra Mishnah teaches us that if two guys ride a horse at the same time, they're Kona the horse half and half. And how could they be Kona the horse half and half? Aren't they mevatel each other's kinyan? Must be mevatel and sealed kana chaveiro. The Ritva says, no. Two guys are kona horse, ride a horse together, then of course they're kona. There's nothing sumanach le gavikarka. It just means it's teaching us that if two guys ride a horse together, they're kona. So therefore, in a parallel fashion, if two guys pick up a talus, they must be kona, and that proves rohi garchama. We already mentioned that. Chlokas, the dilma kamashon rohi namikani. Maybe teach us rohi is kana. All right, we'll have to come back to that line. That's the real seifa. If they're modet or they've eaten, they split without a shvua. B'mai. If they're modet, they each bought half of it. Of course they split without a shvua. That's the chiddush. If they've eaten, they each bought half of it. Of course they split without a shvua. What's the chiddush? Meaning, taka, what is the chiddush? Right? If you read Pshat of the Mishnah, it sounds like, it really does sound like it's an unnecessary lie. Obviously, if they're modet, it's half and half, they split without a shvua. What does that have to do with Dinamavinus? Anyone who's mode to things that happen half supposed without a shvua. Why does Bezin need to get involved? Obviously, if they're Edom, it's half and half. We follow the Edom without a shvua. So what's the Chiddush? Then, Takarim will come as a good point. Elalavim Tziya must be, what does it mean, half and half? They're mode there, they've eaten, they picked it up together. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush, not that we trust their Hodom, we trust the Edom. That's obvious. The Chiddush, that picking it up together, works. Right? Therefore, it's a valid diok, that if they pick up together, it works, which Ram Rachamah interprets as Mabim Tzil Chavir Kana Chavir, or Ram Amalach Migu Zachinav Shi Zachinav Chavri, and Ram interprets as the reason of Migu Zachinav Shi Zachinami Lit Chavri. Okay, actually interesting. This is one of these very nicely crafted sugyot, where a throwaway line at the end of this sugya actually segues into the next, because Kamashmi, under Rach of Kani, we have the idea for our Mishnah that Rochev is a valid Kenyan, which I already sent out the first Makor sheet about, sheet 32, by the way. What I did was, in sheet 32, is that sheet 32 is just about the Etzem Din that Rochev is Kona. Right? Not about the Shakavatari, the Gemara of the Eon. Just about the Etzem, I mean, except for the part about colliding, which is necessary. Just about the Etzem Din Rochev is Kona. What I'll do is in sheet 33, I'll actually start to bring up all the different side points that come up in the Gemara in Chesem and Beis, and then all the different side points that come up in Tesem and Aleph, but the Etzim Din Rochav is Koneh, and I didn't even get into the Psak yet. Okay, maybe I'll even add that to 32. The Etzim Din that Rochav is Koneh is what we'll pick up with. Rashi here says something interesting. Rashi says the Rochav Koneh, the Avgav Lo Mashichi, even though Rochav is not Mashicha, right? This is, of course, to me the question. What is Rochav? When we think of Rochav, you ride a horse, right? You ride a horse. So if you ride a horse, isn't that Mashicha? You're making the horse go. Is making a horse go considered Mashicha in Halacha? Can anyone tell me unequivocally? Let's say I make a horse go without pulling it. Is that still Koneh in Halacha?
Yes.
Of course. Carly, even if I call it and it goes, even if I hit it and it goes, that's Mefurish Mishnayis. So, Rashi says, what's the Chiddush of Rochav Koneh? We all know Mashicha's Koneh. He says, no, because it's not Mashicha. She'eno zozo min koma. She'eman hiyo baraglo. What does it mean you're not Manik baraglo? Right, Manik baraglo. Remember the Cowboys with the Spurs, right? With your, kick it with your foot and make it go. Even though you're not Manik baraglo, it's, and you're not making it go, it's not moving, that's still Mashicha. Okay, someone made an interesting grammatical anomaly that supports Rashi. Rochav, not. What should it have said?
Rochav.
It should have said Rochav. The Mishnah says Rochav, right? Shnayim Rochav. The Lashon of the Gemara is Rochav. Throughout the Sugya is Rochav. The Lashon of the Gemara throughout the Sugya is Rochav. The there's a Tosfos Yontif someplace who suggests that maybe that's just a... he brings down two pshatim. He says, why do Chazal say Moser instead of Moser? And Oros instead of Oris? So the Pashup shot is that in Ivrit Shel Chazal, the words change and, Poel becomes Paul, even though really Paul means passive. In Ivrit Shel Chazal, you say the active using the passive because, as we know, there's many differences between the dikduk of Ivrit Shel Tanakh, of Ivrit Mikrayit, and Ivrit Shel Chazal. A classic example being, how do you say to a man, yours? Ani Omer, in the Bible, I would say, in the Tanakh, I would say, Ani Omer Lecha, for a man, and Ani Omer Lach, for a woman. How do we say it in the Mishnah, for a man? Ani Omer Lach, we say for a man, and for a woman? Ani Omer Lich, with a Yud. Look at any Mishnah, it's true. What do we say in Slichos, unless you have, quote-unquote, new and improved ones? I once saw some Reform Rabbi blog that here we see feminism in halacha because we call God a woman in slichos. No, this is not feminism in halacha. Maybe someplace else there is, maybe there isn't. That's not my problem. This just proves that some feminists are also amei haaretz who don't know the difference between the diktuk of biblical Hebrew and the diktuk of rabbinic Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, lach is for a woman. In the Hebrew of the Mishnah, lach is for a man. Read any Mishnah with Nikud. The Nikud in the Mishnah, unlike Steinsaltz Gemaras, Nikud in the Mishnah is Mesorah. That's the language they put in the 19th century or 20th century. So, Tosfos Yontif says one pshat is that in Ivrit, Shel Chazal, Rochav is an altered form of Rochav. Then he quotes from Maharal in Prague, though. He learned from the Maharal that there's always a reason, that there's always a remez. So what's the remez of Moser? Moser, someone who gives their friends property to the evil government, is called a Moser because it'll eventually come back on him, and he'll be Moser. An Oros is called an Oros because even though he gets the woman, she gets him, because he's chayiv so many things to pay for her, to support her. And he doesn't go into Rochav, but you could say that why is it called Rochav? Because Rochav sounds active, and that's not a Chiddush if you're active. The whole Chiddush is if you're passive, Rochav. I know you're not literally, the horse is not on you, you're not literally Rochav. But it's a remez that Rochav, if you take the pshat, not that it's just a feature of rabbinic Hebrew, but that it's a remez, the remez of Lashon Rochav, according to the extension of the Maharal, is that you're being passive, and they use the word Rochav, that can imply the Chiddush is not that riding like the horse, the cowboy giddy-upping in the Wild West. That's no Chiddush. He's active. The Chiddush, even if you're just sitting there and minding your own business, it's still Koneh. And then it's Medoyek, that they're Merami, but the Lashon Rochav, you're not literally Rochav. That would mean that someone's on you. You're not literally Rochav, but you're being passive, so you use a passive Lashon of Rochav. That's, I think, what you could say based on the Maharal about the Lashon Rochav. And then Rashi says, well, if you're being passive, you're Koneh, that's a Chiddush, it's not Mashikha. what we're going to deal with next time, and some of you, the guys who were not in Gross, who didn't have a rose like yesterday, got to look at this Makor sheet, is Taka, is that true? Is Rachel path, if Rachel is a remnant of passivity, because otherwise it would be too obvious, then is Rachel Kona, even though it's passive, is it Mashiach? Is it not Mashiach? If it's not Mashiach, why should it be Kona? If it is Mashiach, then why should anyone, in the end, why should Shmuel say that it's not Kona? That's what we'll deal with Mirzah Shem next time.
32 is Monday.
What?
Sheet 32 is Monday.
Yeah, we're not going to do more than sheet 32 on Monday. So, yeah, what happened, especially since the guys here didn't get a chance to do 32 yesterday because we had a special guest here for a Rosenzweig and they prepared for that yesterday. Okay. If you want to know where that Tosas Yontif, I don't have it written down here. Okay. If anyone wants to know where that Tosas Yontif is, it's in the Masoros HaShas. It's in the Rebbe Kiva Eger here, no? The Tosas Yontif is right there, the first Gilyon HaShas in Testament Beis. You can find the Tosas Yontif who says either it's just a funny feature of Rabbinic Hebrew or it's a remez. That's the top Gilyon HaShas in Testament Beis.
Right now,
it's and the side there's Gilyon HaShas on the side of the Gemara, the top one of Chesam and Beis, an our Gemara. He tells you where the Tosas Yontif is, right? I don't even know where it is, but right here, Nidorim Perk Yud Mishnah Gimel. But it's right there. It's on the side of the Gemara. That's how I found the Tosas Yontif. My Bikias in Mishnayas is not so good that I would know where there's a Tosas Yontif who discusses the fact that some words in the Hebrew of the Mishnah are in passive instead of active form. But Rabbi Kiva Eger's Bikias is good enough. One of the many reasons why he's Rabbi Kiva Eger and I'm not.
You have any idea?
You have other reasons to add?
What? There's a
Tosfos
Rid, no, on
Tassim Beis,
about
a Chalik
Tibetes
Meshicha,
Meshicha's Behema versus
Meshicha. Correct. Meaning, exactly, meaning everything I said, that a Meshicha doesn't have to be pulling, might only be true by Behema. That's exactly what you said to me in the last year about the Hagva and Kedushin. And then I said back to you, that all depends on that whole Tosfos Rid.
Right, right. No, but even the Hagva, by using by the peel, right, so it might be different, meaning, the Mashiach by the Elisa remembrance was written is that
you know, I understand he was saying something different. I meant parallel. He was a Mashiach, I'm talking about Hagbah, it's a little parallel. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, whatever, it's like more about, meaning the way that I understood.
Ah, so that's the big question. When we say that the Mashiach by an animal looks different than the Mashiach by a Metaltalin, right. And that's the base of the Baya, in the end, is that a fundamental difference? Are there two fundamentally different kinds of Mashiach? You know, one which is sort of a horas bailos of controlling something, and one which is a matter of, like, bringing it into my space. Yeah. Right. Or are they just different atheist tendencies?
Right.
That might be the Bayan Rabbi Elazar, who has some things, right?
Well, still.
So, you know,
sorry.
The fascinating thing about the Holocaust is
how are you? Hello, Ezra Newman.